Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
A guy who played in a Super Bowl, got a Super Bowl ring, as a matter of fact, one of the great Ravens of all time. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome to the show Jamal Lewis. Jamal, good morning. How you feeling?
Hey, I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing all right, man. It was good to see you a couple weeks back out there in Verizon land. But let's talk about real quick, Hall of Fame's coming out tonight. Terrell Suggs is one of the finalists. You were with Young Sizzles when the Ravens drafted him out of Arizona State. Is he a first ballot Hall of Famer? And say Vinatieri gets in ahead of him, how hot are you going to be running over the voters' selection process there?
Man, I played with Suggs, saw him come in as a young, rookie, seen him just come in and develop to the player that he became. And, there's a lot of challenges earlier on. I can tell you that just in who he was and just as a person, just being, young and just the growth, that I've seen over the years in him to become the player that he is. I do feel like he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He played on some great defenses, contributed to a lot of great wins and on a lot of great defenses. So, why not? I think he should be there. We'd love to get another Raven in there.
Now, Jamal, your rookie year, Ravens went to the Super Bowl, and you talk about great defenses. That team has one of arguably the top five defenses of all time. If there's one thing that stands out to you about that game, that week, what is it?
I think the biggest thing was I think just the organization and how they took care of us that whole week and, showered us with gifts and just first class and it was just no pressure. We didn't have a lot of pressure. It was just like another game and we were prepared to go get it done. But just the organization stood out as a whole as far as just how happy they were for us to be there. And just how much they really appreciated us, which kind of dragged along throughout the career of the Ravens, just in that organization and who they are as a first class organization.
Ravens legend Jamal Lewis joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Now, this year's Raven team, they fell short, as we know. Derrick Henry had a monster season. Saquon Barkley is in the Super Bowl. He chased Eric Dickerson, the great Eric the Great, just like you did back in 2003. Talk about how the running backs now look like, Jamal, just a couple short years ago, they were, air quotes, devalued. Now you need a great running back to get deep into the postseason here.
You do have to have a good running back. The running back position has been downgraded or whatever, basically due to the offenses and how, they're throwing the ball around and what sells tickets and what people want to see or whatever. But at the same time, at the end of the day, you got to have a substantial running game, and it's shown You know, no matter how much you want to throw the ball, whatever, how much you want to, you know, have highlights, the offensive coordinators, they're not getting jobs running the ball. You know, they're not getting offensive coordinator or head coaching jobs running the ball. They're getting the, they're getting these jobs by throwing the ball around and what kind of concepts they can put together and how they can get the ball to, you know, these, you know, 30, 40, $50 million a year receivers, you know. So that's just what got to happen, and that's just the nature of where we are. But, you know, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, what they're doing and what they did this past year really put a stamp on having a premier running back. Every good team or great team would need one in order to get to the Super Bowl.
Hey, Jamal, you know what's funny about that is, I mean, you look back to, like, when you were at Tennessee and stuff, I mean, people were running under center, running the ball, and now, you know, you've got all these seven-on-seven leagues and everything else, and that's what's kind of eliminated the power run game, running back.
Right, right, yeah, it has, you know, and I have a seven-on-seven team myself, and I can tell you it's the biggest waste of time. It doesn't accomplish anything. But just, you know, when we were kids, we used to go outside and play in the middle of the street, and you had a quarterback, and you just said, guys, go line up and run down the field.
Right.
The only thing they changed in that, and a lot of you guys, probably the team wouldn't have been that great if y'all had a time that the quarterback had to throw the ball.
It was one house, two house, three house, and you could rush, remember?
Hey, see, you can run. So, no, you can't run out there 7-7. But at the same time, it's just one of those things where it's you know, the kids get hyped about catching that interception or hitting that deep ball or just making the catch or whatever across the middle. Like, they get excited about that, and it builds excitement, which, you know, it's all fun and games. But at the same time, I really don't feel like you get anything from it. But it has changed the nature of just how things are and how these players are. My son, he don't want to play running back. You know, I had him play running back 1 year, and the next year he said, I'm not a running back. I'm a receiver. So, you know, that's just what these kids want to be. And that's the nature of the league. That's what they've driven and that's what they promoted. And, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's done a lot for the league or whatever, but at the end of the day, when it comes down to the X's and O's, you got to have a good, strong running back that can get you through that four-minute drill at the end of the game to close it out.
Hey, Jamal, how would you do in the Ravens' offense that we're seeing today, Todd Monken's offense?
Oh, man, you're seeing it. You see what Derrick Henry's doing? Like, that's just what happened. You know, you punish him, and then the big runs to come, you know, especially with Lamar. You know, you have a great decoy that he can pull it, he can throw it, he can do, you know, whatever. And then it just being with a quarterback like that, you know, it just adds a different dynamic, especially as a running back. You know, you can count on six, maybe seven-man boxes. You don't have to worry about an eight-man box because they're just not – it's too dangerous. But at the same time, you know, being able to go through there and find that gap, man, and see that hole and get down in there like Derrick Henry's been doing this year, that's what it creates. And I think that's what they wanted to create. We wish we could have just used it a little better.
Hey, Jamal, Sunday's game, what's your impression of Barkley?
Oh, Barkley, Barkley is... I feel like he is running possessed right now. You know, I kind of, you know, when Baltimore got rid of me and I went to Cleveland, you know, I know how he feels. And he is going over and beyond, you know, the expectations. And he know what he's capable of, and he's displaying it right now. And I can tell you this, some teams you can go into – they don't really want to run the ball. So, you know, they try to disguise it and this and the other. But I think what happened earlier on in Philly, they could not deny it because Hurts wasn't getting it all the way done. But at the same time, every time you handed Saquon the ball, he made plays. So guess what? You got to lean on it. You have to hand the ball off. So that's why going into this game, man, the Super Bowl, it's like, I'm like, it's dangerous. Like, he's going to really have a field day running the ball. And I just think the Philly just, they just, the Eagles have to dial his number. They have to call it up, and they have to live with it. But, you know, that's just one of them things. I think he's going to be the key factor in this game. So the offensive line better get ready. And in the offensive line, they love when their number's called.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jamal Lewis, Ravens legend, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. All right, to that point, Jamal, Kansas City 1.5-point favorites here. They win, first team to ever win 3 straight Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes has already got his bust in his jacket ready for Canton. So you mentioned Barkley being the key for Philly. What about for Kansas City? Who gets that Lombardi trophy coming up around 10 o'clock Sunday night?
Well, I feel like the Eagles get it. I do feel that, you know, one thing about the Chiefs, you just can't make mistakes. So if the Eagles can stay mistake-free, don't turn the ball over, don't have a bunch of crazy penalties or whatever, I think that they can get by. But the way that the Chiefs have beat teams all year long, even in the close games, it's been the teams making mistakes. And that's what championship teams do. That's why they're a championship team and why they're going for a three-peat. But I think, you know, it stops here with the Eagles and thanks to Saquon Barkley.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.